Hello and welcome back to Reality Check. Okay, so first off, I mentioned this on Facebook over the weekend. I was thinking it could be fun and interesting to have guests on the podcast from time to time. The topics could be whatever the guests wanted to talk about, or I could provide the topic. But the point is that it would be good to have someone to interact with, since Reality Guidance, you know, my sessions are all about the interplay between, you know, the two people, me and the client. So if you think that might be interesting, if you think it might be fun to chat on a podcast that's about, you know, self-esteem, problem solving, relationships, psychology, et cetera, let me know. This is all pre-recorded. It doesn't go out live at any point, so you don't need to worry about sounding like a radio show host or, you know, or being put on the spot. I'll make sure everyone is happy with the finished product. Speaking of self-esteem, this week's topic has a lot of connection to that. I wanted to talk about the concept of judgment, that is, judging yourself and judging others. We hear it all the time that people shouldn't judge. Where did this notion come from? Well, whether it's from a religious source or a more secular, you know, sort of empathizing source, the concept remains the same throughout. You shouldn't judge because you aren't perfect, and in judging, you're being a hypocrite. Sounds somewhat reasonable, right? On the surface, maybe, but when you really play around with that idea, it quickly becomes apparent that the premises are flawed. What is it really saying? To understand it, we have to break it down, as always. Cause and effect dictate that you really can't cheat reality. If you act or choose not to act, there will be a consequence, ranging from nothing significant to dramatic effects. But even the absence of anything noticeable happening is in and of itself an effect. You know, like if I work my ass off and I don't get the raise that I'm seeking, the effect is that my extra work had no impact. So if every cause has an effect, what does it say when someone says, don't judge? Well, for starters, that is someone telling you, I know the normal effect of me doing this action would be for you to lower your opinion of me. I'm now telling you that not only should you not lower your opinion of me, but that having an opinion of me based on that action is wrong in the first place. That person is trying to wiggle out of the law of cause and effect. They want to be able to act in whatever the way they want and not suffer any of the consequences. But let's back up a bit and ask some questions, like why do we instinctively judge in the first place? You know, what is the purpose of judging? Because cause and effect defines reality, and because we live in reality, we really can't escape cause and effect. We can pretend it like it doesn't exist and fight against it, but in the end, cause and effect will always win. The most we can hope to do is delay it, or at least delay the truly disastrous consequences. But even then, you can't escape all consequences. And even while you're holding back that, you know, giant monster, you'll still have these tiny, you know, subtle side effects that will spring up constantly. So if we can't break or even bend the law of cause and effect, we must submit to it, you know, play by reality's rules. Since humanity's only competitive advantage on Earth is our rational mind, you know, we don't have claws or fangs or armored hide or, you know, lightning quick speed. Since you know, reason is our only unique tool, it's really all we have when facing reality on reality's terms. And the first step in being rational is to accurately observe reality and then use those observations to make judgments. If I jump off this cliff, will I fly or will I fall and die? If I want to start farming, is it better to farm on this, you know, soft soil or should I go and try on that rocky sand? This is the baseline for using judgment, and I don't think anyone would argue that you shouldn't use your judgment to make decisions like these. You know, people only kick up a fuss when that same process of understanding reality gets pointed in their direction. Why? Well, it's pretty simple. When it comes to themselves, they themselves have turned off that part of their reason. They've stopped judging themselves, and now they want you to stop too, lest they have to face themselves and what they've done. And this is how it all ties into self-esteem, because equally important to judging others is that you judge yourself. Let's say you decide to use trial and error to figure out if jumping off of a cliff will hurt you. You jump off said cliff, and you survive. Now you should be armed with the knowledge of don't jump off cliffs. But what happens when you forget or otherwise ignore that knowledge? You jump off the cliff again and hurt yourself again. You resolve that this time you'll really never jump off any more cliffs. But there's a new component now. You are no longer the person that tried a new experience and learned from it. You are now someone that learned a lesson, then chose to ignore that lesson, and deliberately hurt yourself. The effect the first time was physical pain. The effect the second time was that pain plus the knowledge that you don't learn lessons very effectively. Now, here's where self-judging becomes all important. The person that self-judges would think on that series of events and conclude, I just did something very stupid. As of right now, I have earned the designation of somebody who jumps off of a cliff twice. I now need to earn a new designation, the person that did something stupid once and then learn not to be stupid again. If you're judging yourself, what you're really doing is keeping a running tally of your actions and the effects that they had. It's literally the only way we learn. The person that refuses to judge themselves is the person that's doomed to keep jumping off that cliff every time the notion strikes them. Now, of course, I'm using the obvious idea of jumping off a cliff to highlight the point. No one is actually, you know, going out jumping off cliffs. But think about all the things that people ask you not to judge them for. You know, staying in an abusive relationship, choosing to date someone that's obviously not good for them, doing drugs or staying addicted to them, eating an entire cake or a pizza in one sitting by themselves, you know, on and on and on. No, these things are not as dramatic as throwing yourself off of a cliff, but it's almost always self-destructive behavior that people are saying, don't judge me for that. And what this person really is telling you is, I've had to turn off my self-judgment because it was too hard to stop myself from doing these harmful things. Please stop reminding me that I'm hurting myself. In fact, if you don't stop, I'm going to label you as judgmental in an effort to make you feel guilty. Now, all this is not to say that other people are always right when they judge you. For instance, you know, when it comes to sex, there are many people who consider it wrong to engage in this or that behavior, even if it's consensual, you know, solely because it grosses them out or otherwise offends them. But here again, if you're already running a constant self-judgment process and you know that your particular kink is all in good fun and no one is getting hurt, then the grossed out judgments of others will simply ring hollow. You won't say, don't judge me. You'll say, judge away, but I'm clearly having better sex than you. And that leads into another point about this. If you're constantly being honest with yourself, if you're always asking yourself, am I doing this right or that right? Am I holding myself to a standard that I respect and admire? If you're always asking yourself those questions and getting a yes, you know, as a reply most of the time, then you'll begin to realize just how impotent other people's opinions of you become. I'll use myself as an example. I tell people this all the time, and I think it comes off as a little bit arrogant, but it's completely true. I tell people that there is literally nothing anyone can say to hurt my feelings. Literally nothing. I am absolutely immune to other people's words. Now, how on earth can I make this claim? It can't be true, right? Well, it's all about that self-judgment once again. If someone levels a criticism at me, there are only a few ways it can go. Either they're accurate in their criticism, and I do act in some flawed way, or they're not accurate. If they aren't accurate, then I can dismiss their words out of hand. After all, if someone is saying that I'm a bad driver, when I've never been in any kind of accident, then clearly reality doesn't fit their words. I might be concerned that I'm sending out a bad driver vibe to people without meaning to, in which case I'd ask that person, why do you think that? But nowhere do I ever begin to internalize their words and think, I must be a bad driver because he said I was. But what if the criticism is accurate? What if he says, you're unreliable? And what if I actually do have a habit of flaking out of my commitments? This would be a place where I would internalize his words, except for the fact that because I've been running my self-judgment program, I was well aware of this flaw in my character long before he brought it up. So he's right, but I already arrived at that conclusion and figured out a way to improve. So my response to his statement wouldn't be hurt feelings. It would be a simple, I know, and I'm already working on that. Self-judgment, along with making you a better human being, has the side benefit of making you impervious to attacks from other people's words. Lastly, when it comes to interpersonal judgment, understand that it's a system where you pretty much earn everything you end up with. If you flake out on people routinely, you earn the title of unreliable. But if on the flip side, you make sure that your word is your bond, you will earn the opposite title of dependable. These judgments are all earned. Why is that important? Well, because if you give in to the notion that you shouldn't judge negative behaviors in others, then what you're really doing is spitting in the face of the people who are going to that extra effort to earn through positive behavior. It's like earning a good credit rating. If everyone had a good credit rating, no matter what they did, then the credit rating system would be meaningless. Of course the people with bad credit want to subvert cause and effect such that they magically have good credit, but then how is that fair to the people who have maintained good credit all along, who made rational decisions with their money and never spent beyond their means? When you refuse to judge people for bad decisions, you are indirectly punishing the people that make good decisions. And let's face it, if you refuse to judge people for a long enough period of time, the people that do judge, you know, the ones with the good credit, will realize that you aren't worth their time. They'll simply lump you in with the people who make bad decisions. Because, I mean, after all, refusing to judge is in and of itself a bad decision. Whew, okay, so this was a huge topic, of which I've barely scratched the surface, but the big takeaway here is this. Judge yourself objectively at all times. Don't let yourself off the hook for poor decisions, just learn from them. Conversely, don't let your friends or family off the hook for bad decisions either. Now, you know, give them a little bit of slack in order to learn, you know, and grow and learn their lessons, etc. But if they ever say, don't judge me, then you know they're headed down the wrong psychological path. People with self-esteem welcome constructive criticism, whereas people on the path of self-destruction would view all criticism as emotional attacks. When you notice the difference, you'll start separating out the good people in your life from the, you know, not so good. All right. Well, with that, thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you all next week.